Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Speaking in Washington at the 30th commemoration of Vietnam Human Rights Day, Undersecretary for Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights Uzra Zaya noted that in 2023, the U.S.-Vietnam relationship was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership.
While we seek to deepen our economic partnership and our people-to-people ties with Vietnam, so we can work together to address global challenges, this engagement remains guided by democratic values and the protection of human rights.
In that regard, the United States continues to be seriously troubled by the state of human rights in Vietnam, said Undersecretary Zaya.
First, we are deeply concerned that Vietnam continues to impose severe limitations on freedom of expression, association, peaceful assembly, and freedom of religion or belief. This includes Vietnam's use of vague national security provisions to criminalize the exercise of fundamental freedoms. This, in turn, has led to a troubling number of cases of harassment, unjust arrests, and harsh prison sentences targeting human rights defenders, independent journalists, ethnic, minority, and religious freedom advocates, and everyday people who are peacefully expressing their views.
Undersecretary Zaya pointed, for example, to imprisoned journalist Pham Don Trang, as well as to religious actors who are among Vietnam's more than 180 unjustly detained political prisoners. Secondly, the United States remains concerned that the civic space for non-governmental organizations is highly constrained.
At least six prominent environmental defenders and non-governmental organization leaders have been convicted of tax evasion since 2021. These convictions have left many other NGO leaders afraid that they might be targeted next. The trials of Hoang Thi Minh Hom, Dang Dinh Bac, and other environmental defenders raise serious concerns about respect for fair trial guarantees and other human rights.
The third area of grave concern for the United States is the efforts by Vietnamese authorities to reach outside their borders to coerce, harass, intimidate, surveil, and censor human rights defenders, independent journalists, and others for exercising their rights, she said. Undersecretary Zaya said the U.S. continues to raise these concerns with the Vietnamese government and to call for reform. She commended the resilience and perseverance of Vietnamese civil society members and rights activists both inside and outside Vietnam. "Your resolve is an inspiration," she said, "and the United States will always stand behind those who work toward a more just, free, and equitable Vietnam."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.